This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. U.S. spent $84,094 per minute on nuclear weapons last year. If you were in charge of allocating U.S. taxpayer money, would you invest $84,094 per minute for nuclear weapons? What would your priorities be? The human needs of the 140 million people in the U.S. who are poor and one emergency away from economic ruin? Education? Healthcare? Taking holistic care of water, air, and soil? The possibilities are endless. In a new report, Squandered, 2021 Global Nuclear Weapons Spending, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, reveals that last year the U.S. spent over $44 billion on its nuclear arsenal. $44 billion is over half of the total spending of the other eight nuclear-armed countries combined. The nine countries spent over $82 billion in 2021, which is $6.5 billion more than they spent in 2020. The nine nuclear-armed countries are China, France, India, Israel, North Korea, Pakistan, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the U.S. In New Mexico, the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, the Nuclear Weapons Agency, has proposed a budget of $9.4 billion in fiscal year 2023 beginning on October 1st. In fiscal year 2022, DOE spent about $8 billion on nuclear weapons in New Mexico. Nuclear weapons are at the fore of the first meeting of the state's parties for the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons in Vienna, Austria, beginning on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd. The treaty prohibits the development, testing, production, manufacture, acquisition, and possession or stockpiling of nuclear weapons. It also prohibits threatening to use them. To learn more about the treaty and to register for virtual Nuclear Band Week Vienna events beginning on Saturday, June 18th, go to viennaicanw.org. Coincidentally, on Saturday, June 18th in Washington, D.C., the Mass Poor People's and Low-Wage Workers' Assembly and Moral March on Washington and to the polls will take place. The march will address the spending priorities of the U.S. They march because, quote, any nation that ignores nearly half its citizens is in a moral, economic, and political crisis. There were 140 million people who were poor or one emergency away from economic ruin before the pandemic, end quote. To learn more, go to poorpeoplecampaign.org. In New Mexico, despite all the federal funding for nuclear weapons, we rank 50th in child well-being and 50th in education. It is time for an equitable economic transition. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.